The next patient is Lavon Baylor, the last name, Beta, Alpha, Yankee, Lima, Echo, Roger, Baylor, B-A-Y-L-E-R. First name, Lavon, L-A-V, like and Victor, O-N. 89-year-old, white male, that has chronic kidney disease, stage 5. He's a winter visitor from Illinois, period. The CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, obesity, and aging process, period. The patient comes here for a follow-up of the condition, and the latest laboratory workup that was done on January the 4th of 2022 shows that the creatinine is 6.47, the BUN is 94, the glucose is 140, the estimated GFR is 7, the patient has a potassium of 6, a CO2 is 21, and the calcium is 10.4. The albumin is 3.8, period. When interviewed, the patient says that he hasn't changed the dietetic habits. He increased he started the administration of Velphoro, V-E-L-P-H-O-R-O. And he's taking calcitriol 0.25 every day, period. He used to take Veltassa, but he's no longer doing that. Period, the potassium has to come down. The information that at one time was given regarding the potassium content in the food has been misplaced. We provided the patient with more information. We emphasize the food that he has to stay away from. We gave Veltassa samples, 2 envelopes, to take today and tomorrow, and we phone in the prescription for Veltassa. If the patient is going to need assistance for the Veltassa because of the expense, we will fill out the forms. The patient was emphasized about the need to follow the recommendations regarding the hyperkalemia, the untoward effects of the hyperkalemia were explained to the patient. Number 2, hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia could be related to the administration of calcitriol. We are going to decrease the administration to 0.25 micrograms 3 times a week, and we reevaluate. Following number, the blood sugar has been under control. The blood sugar readings are between 100 and 200 most of the time. Following number, metabolic acidosis has been corrected with the adjustment that was done in the bicarbonate, taking 2 pills 3 times a day. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, 146 over 66. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, hyperphosphatemia that is treated with the administration of Velphoro. following number of obesity, encourage to decrease the total caloric intake. The patient is feeling well, and he's reluctant to start dialysis, and given the information that we know regarding conservative therapy being more effective than aggressive therapy with initiation of renal replacement therapy in terms of mortality, we are going to continue to treat the patient symptomatically. Period. The patient is very well aware of the situation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 weeks with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes of the time interpreting the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.